Resistance is something that requires your participation to exist. Let's talk about it. Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity, and up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah. I was about to start off with happy birthday, but my sister's birthday will be today. Special birthday, very special person. So I gotta shout her out. Happy birthday, homie. Thank you for being a rock in my life, a champion, a badass. And yeah, it's just so cool to grow through the years and see somebody grow and, you know, recognize that they're healthy. This episode is about resistance, but I really want to share something with you guys. Recognize the beauty that comes with getting older. Not just getting older, but growing up. You know, one thing I say is a lot of people get older, but not everybody grows up. And I think it's such a beautiful realization when you recognize that you are growing and you see the people around you growing. And that's the beautiful thing about my sister is the type of person she is and how she's grown, and the community she grows, the community she's a part of, the community that she takes very good care of. And it's just awesome to see. I really do value her, and I really do value the realization of, like, you know, the people you do have in your life, how significant they are, right? How significant they are just to them existing, right? In their own regard. And then how they impact your life and a journey that you go through with them. And obviously my sister and I have been through a journey. So looking at it is such a beautiful and amazing thing. And she, you know, I always love people that are, you know, so unassuming. And she is definitely that kind of person, very unassuming, and literally a badass. I say it all the time, but, like, you know, my sister, she does not play about me. And that's what, you know, that's what I love about the people in my life, the people that are really in my life to be in my life. They are heavy hitters, very, very, positive people in their communities, and just really make it a point to just do better. So, sis, I love you. You're listening to this. Yeah, you're dope. You're valued. You're appreciated. And this is a big day. So, yeesh. All right, guys. So, how are you doing? Shout out to the Aries out there. If it's your birthday, you know, if it's creeping up, shout out. I hope it's an amazing day for you, an amazing experience. Yeah, it's funny because I guess this kind of goes in line with the Aries, you know, resistance, right? The Ram, you know, needing to be the head, you know, the pioneer, you know, wanting to just plow through things. And, you know, sometimes you hit a very strong wall, or sometimes you are resisting going through that wall. Right? Resistance is a funny thing in the ways that it may show up. Okay. You know, we talk about intuition a lot, and we talk about, you know, trusting your gut, or we talk about doing the hard stuff. And whatever side you fall on, resistance will show up. So when you have, you know, last week for me has been very much a, I would say restful in a lot of ways. You know, it's been restful in the sense of like, I needed to recalibrate, and not with anything in particular, but just kind of like regroup and figure it all out, you know, and I still don't have everything figured out. However, it was an opportunity to just kind of like reframe, right? And focus and look at what needs to be more, what needs to be less. And I, you know, my gym buddy and I, we talk a lot about our, not just our bodies, but like our mental space, you know, our mental space and how it's looking and what's going on, what we are fighting in that day and in that span of time. And, you know, he was telling me about resistance. And like resistance to a few things. Resistance to accepting certain things, right? You know, when you have resistance to acceptance of a reality that you don't want to face or a certain outcome, you start to recognize how rigid you start to feel, how restless, you know, you start to feel, how confused you start to feel when there's a resistance to accepting a inconvenient truth, for example, right? And sometimes you need resistance to grow, right? Like in the gym, we were using, you know, I have a couple of injuries I've been nursing, and, you know, let's say you're the type of person that likes to lift very heavy. You like to lift heavy, but you can't always lift heavy, especially when you're in recovery and you're trying to heal so you can lift heavier. Well, what you do is you add in some resistance bands, and that's what we did. We added in some resistance bands. I made sure to do a different kind of circuit with resistance bands versus just heavy weight, and it helped, right? It was much more effective, okay? The thing about resistance is it can come up in so many ways and it can mean different things at different times, right? So it could be this thing of what are you resisting, okay? What are you resisting? What is creating resistance for you in certain ways? And are you implementing resistance so you can get stronger? You know, sometimes resistance to get stronger may look like, and stronger can be, you know, stronger just means growth, right? Sometimes resistance in that area can look like boundaries, right? Setting boundaries. Okay, because let's say I'm using a resistance band to work, right? I'm using a resistance band, and I am now using that instead of just heavy weight to control and stabilize, but also allow my muscles to heal properly without there being an offset of certain things, right? I use resistance bands. Dope. Okay. Boundaries kind of work the same way. If you are somewhat wounded and you are now needing to change certain things, you still want to get, like, you're wounded, you still want to be healthy, you still want to be at peace, you want to have a steady state of homeostasis. So you implement resistance bands, right? You put in some resistance. It's still going to be hard, right? When you implement boundaries, it doesn't mean that life automatically gets perfect. No, boundaries are challenging, but they're helpful, okay? And you will have some pushback. You know, with resistance bands, we definitely had a lot of pushback, but it was working. It really did help us, okay? It gave us the pump that we needed. It gave us the stretch that we needed. And at the end of the day, we were exhausted, right? We were exhausted, but we felt and we saw results of what we were using, what we were implementing. Same thing works with boundaries, right? You put boundaries in place, yes, that is a certain level of resistance because it's going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be uncomfortable, period, okay? To even implement the boundary sometimes is very uncomfortable. However, you will see the results of that boundary, okay, of that resistance work, and you get stronger, okay? You definitely develop what you need, but you do it in a healthy way. That's what a boundary is. Sometimes we have resistance in terms of, you know, I was saying to him, there's a difference between resistance and refusal. You know, in some areas, there is a refusal of us. There is a refusal of our needs, okay? There is a refusal of clarity. There's just a refusal, and it does not seem like things are working. And it's like, well, how do you differentiate between that being resistance and refusal? The way I like to think about it is, you know, throughout my career up until now, there has been resistance in some areas. And then there's been refusal in others. And refusal to me looks like just every step of the way, there doesn't seem to be any fluidity, any range of motion that feels progressive. It feels in my body, it feels in the waking life and reality like a hard no. Okay, or a very dismissive no, right? Refusal feels more like dismissiveness, and resistance feels like, okay, this is a challenge that I need to work on, okay? Because yes, through my career, there has been a lot of resistance, okay? You know, let's say some days I am exhausted, I'm not feeling well, and I'm like, man, but I still got to get such and such done. There's resistance there because a part of me is like, this is the last thing I want to do. But then I slow myself down and I do what I can. So yes, there's still resistance to getting those things done. However, there's a fluidity that comes with me just tackling what I need to and tackling what I can, right? Resistance still has some kind of end result, I like to think. And even energetically, I feel like resistance feels different than refusal. Even in your relationships, when you talk about like, there is some resistance to certain things versus an outright refusal. There is a sweet spot. And this is where, I think it goes beyond just, you know, black and white or surface aspect of things. I really feel like you can tell the difference between there being a resistance aspect to some degree and an outright refusal. Okay. An outright refusal. And sometimes you're constantly trying to beat your head against the wall, thinking that, oh yeah, this is a challenge that I need to be, you know, overcoming. But it's you're facing the challenge in a ways that isn't necessary. Okay. It's a difference between it being your challenge and trying to challenge someone else or challenge the situation or the circumstances that is outside of your scope. Does that make sense? Sometimes we create our own resistance, and creating our own resistance in the ways of it being extra work that we are not meant to do. Work that does not really show any fruits of the labor. Okay. It's an interesting dynamic. And like I said, I've learned it for myself. There have been times where I was trying to make certain things work. Trying to make things work. And it's like doing everything that I can, doing everything that I think I needed to do. And it just started to feel like I was running on fumes. I was like, what? Why is this not working? And I found myself getting frustrated. Found myself getting depleted. Found myself getting exhausted. Found myself being very confused. Because there was a lot of resistance, a lot of resistance. There also was a lack of reciprocation, right? And I was like, okay, let me try this differently. My resistance in this case is going to be to stop trying. Okay? Sometimes we are so resistant to pivoting. Sometimes we are so resistant to, you know what? I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to stop trying to pour into this situation or circumstances or this environment. And you resist that because it's like there's this fear of like judgment. There's this fear of like, oh, well, what if I'm doing something wrong? Or what if I made the wrong choice? All these other things. Okay. There's resistance to that. You get me? Sometimes we put ourselves in a state of resistance that keeps us from the progress we are seeking because you think you got to try harder. You think you got to try more. And it's like, wait, what am I trying at? What is the thing? What is the goal? You know, sometimes we resist the idea that some things just are not working and that the other party involved may not be working. We resist that idea. Okay. We ignore it. We downplay it because it's like, well, no way. You know, let me just, if I say it this way, or here's the deal. If there's one thing I've learned, and I talk about this all the time, is not the, if they wanted to, they would, but to some degree, yes. Yes. To some degree, that does have a certain truth. For ourselves and other people, we always say, oh yeah, if they wanted to, they would, when it comes to other people, but we don't understand it when it comes to ourselves. Sometimes you are not ready to accept the reality of certain circumstances, so you keep putting yourself in a resistance cycle. And you'll know you're doing that because you become very restless. Resistance requires your rotisserie. Resistance requires your participation. I'm not even hungry. I don't know why I thought about rotisserie. But yes, resistance requires your participation to exist. Because if you're not there, there's no resistance there. It's just is what it is. Okay? You have to recognize when resistance is good for you, okay? There's a level of resistance that is allowing you to grow and progress, and then there's a level of resistance that's actually just refusal. And you are resisting recognizing, oh, you know what? Maybe my time is not here. This is not for me. And that can be hard to accept. The reason why is because, well, what does that mean about my trajectory? Sometimes we like resistance because it gives us something to do. We think that we are doing something. We think that we are growing, and in actuality, we are growing a grudge. Sometimes when you are too resistant to what needs to be addressed, what needs to exist, you grow a grudge. There's growth in some way, but it's not in the best way. So you have to recognize the difference between resistance on your end, resistance in the situation in a healthy way, refusal, right? And also just kind of like, what one do you actually want? What is your goal? Resistance requires your participation. And I just want you to always remember that. But to create the level of resistance or participate in the level of resistance that is building you in a strong way, not something that's keeping you cyclical, something that's keeping you confused, okay? And something that's keeping you restless. There's a big difference. And once you learn more about who you are, how you function, how you navigate, and what you actually desire, and what you're willing to commit to, right? Your level of responsibility will allow you to understand what resistance is what. When you are willing to be responsible for certain things. It's tricky, right? Like I said, it's tricky. It's a sweet spot, but it really does exist. I promise you. This is something that I've learned over time. You know, this is something I've learned in the past, I'd say 6-7 years, in terms of the difference for me between what I was resisting, what resistance I was facing, what resistance I was working with, right, to build myself, and what was just a downright refusal, right? There have been some dynamics in areas where there was a resistance to me accepting this person is not showing up. And I kept trying, right? I kept trying. And then finally, I did something different. And the very thing that I was aware of previously, I finally accepted, and there was no more resistance moving forward for me. I was just like, this is exactly what it is. However, I'm no longer there. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be. but that's not where I will be. And I feel so much better. However, I'm still getting stronger in a lot of ways, okay? There's still growth, there's still progress, but it's just not me being in a constant state of resistance where I don't need it. It is not helping me grow, okay? So ask yourself, where am I resisting? Where can I implement a little bit more resistance, aka challenge myself in a healthier way? And where does it seem to be a downright refusal? Okay, a refusal of recognition, a refusal of reciprocation, okay, a refusal of reality. Where is that? And you go from there, okay? Hope you guys have an amazing week. And yes, guys, I'm really trying to get back into the whole Night Owl game. It's been fun. It's been a good time, you know, getting back into writing. So you'll definitely be seeing more of the Night Owl stories. I'm so excited. And yes, coaching is available. One-on-one coaching is available. The link will be in the description of this episode. When you fill out an application on the site, please fill out an application before you try to book an appointment. Fill out an application. Check your spam folder for a response. I think a few people have been filling out applications and then they get a response and I never hear from them. But check your spam folder. And if you are serious about, you know, implementing new practices and tools in your life and growing, yeah, reach out. But if you're not there yet, you know, wait till you are. Wait till you are. But it will be some resistance in regards to coaching, because a lot of times there are things you have to face about yourself and there are things you have to do for yourself that you may be resistant to. But sometimes that looks like resistance bands that's building you up in the best way, in the necessary way. Okay? So with that being said, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Please take care of each other and take flight.